This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Election season is gearing up as candidates campaign for the primaries on June 3rd. There are races for governor and other statewide offices this year, elections for Congress as well. But it's perhaps understandable if this year's races don't generate as much excitement as in the past. We talk politics now as we do most Thursdays with John Archibald. He's a columnist for the Alabama Media Group. And good morning, John. Good to have you here.
Good morning, Andrew. Good to be here.
Well, sort of big picture, why does this year's election cycle seem a little bit lackluster?
It does. I mean, mainly, particularly on the statewide sort of races, that there's just not really any there are a few, but there's not a whole lot of real competitive races. We just haven't really gotten into it hard enough yet.
Well, let's take a look at a few of the races that are generating a little bit of attention. One of them is the Republican primary for the 6th Congressional District.
Yeah, that it's hard to say that one's not interesting because you have, what, seven candidates in there, including big names like Scott Beeson. And Scott Beeson and Will Brook and Paul DeMarco seem to be battling that one out for the top. Beeson's raising a lot of cane, as he does, and DeMarco and Brooke, I guess, are raising the money.
So you have a lot of money in the mix after the fundraising totals were announced earlier this week. How do you see this race going? Is this just a race of big names versus big money?
Well, I mean, you've got Scott Beeson, who is well-known and has a lot of support, I guess, out in the more rural parts of the district. And then you have Paul DeMarco, who is also decently well known and probably has more support over the mountain. I think, and Will Brook is pushing, I think, with a lot of money and a late surge. From all the polls you kind of see or hear about, those three are the ones who are duking it out.
Now, there's also a race for a seat over the Public Service Commission involving Terry Dunn, and it's kind of a Republican brawl, practically.
Yeah, it's certainly an inside the family fight. Terry Dunn, you'll recall that he had the audacity, I guess, to demand or to call for formal rate hearings for Alabama Power Company, and that was really a direct defiance of House Speaker Mike Hubbard. It was a direct defiance of the Republican status quo at the time, and it's amazing, really, how that's come back to kind of beat him in the face. And he's got challenges, he's got money challenges, he's got a concerted effort, and it'll be fun to watch, and it'll be hard for him, I'm sure.
Well, also that reaction to Terry Dunn's call for rate hearings for Alabama Power, other comments he's made, does that tell you something about the state of the Republican Party in Alabama?
Well, I mean, it tells you who funds the party largely. I mean, there's a lot of money funneling to politics from that business, and that's not just a Republican thing. It happened when Democrats were in power as well. It's a political thing.
Well, let's also mention one other race. There's the Attorney General's race that's grabbed your attention to a certain extent.
Yeah, it really has, and it shouldn't probably from an interest perspective in terms of who's going to win, because, I mean, it would be a miracle if little Joe Hubbard, who was districted out of any chance to win in his legislative district, is facing Luther Strange. But it's just interesting because of what's going on in that grand jury in Lee County, because because, you know, the Luther Strange ran on the idea of cleaning up Montgomery. Then he hired Matt Hart, who is a prosecutor, used to be with the feds up here, and allowed this grand jury to proceed. And he recused himself, but has since, you know, tried to stick his foot back in. And so there's real kind of dissension within the Republican ranks about that as well. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Well, taking a step back, Republicans, of course, in firm control of state government. The feeling is they'll remain so after this election. Are there any glimmers of hope for Democrats in Alabama?
Statewide, I don't think so, unless you count the grand jury, I guess. But I don't think any of the statewide races are really in contention.
Well, you lament that this is a comparatively boring election season. I mean, what is it that you would like to see? What is sort of your political observer chops want to see?
I mean, if there's anything we've learned from the Democrats being in power for 100 years and for the Republicans being in power now, we hurt when we do not have a two-party system. We need two parties to check and balance each other.
Well, also this morning, after many tragic or negative events, we're often implored to never forget that these experiences hold important lessons that would be lost if collective memories were erased. Well, John's encouraging us to not erase our physical memory and to remember the corruption, the financial malfeasance, and bankruptcy that Jefferson County experienced. And John, you know, what has you thinking about not forgetting the Jefferson County debacle?
Well, there's a few things. The receiver down at Jefferson County is reminiscent of what went on. The rising sewer rates are always reminiscent. But it struck me when Alabama Gas Company was sold for $1.3 billion that was basically half of our original sewer debt and less than our sewer debt as we go forward. So it just kind of struck me as if, wow, I mean, you know, this is what we are giving up, not entirely because of corruption, but in part because of that. And it just kind of resonated.
Well, what are sort of the lessons you think need to be remembered out of this?
Don't look away. We have to hold those guys accountable. We have to pay real attention. When they tell you they're saving you $300 million, make sure they are.
John Archibald is a columnist for the Alabama Media Group. You can read his column Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sundays in the Birmingham News, online anytime at AL.com. And John, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.